Okay, what is up, guys? It's Full Count Wrestling back with another episode of the FCW Wrestling Podcast. This is gonna be episode 4 of season 1. There's only gonna be 10 episodes this season, maybe like every other season I'm gonna make. So, Raw was last night. Raw was last night, and I watched it. I did. But yet again, it was not interesting at all. We started with a six-woman tag team match, which includes Charlotte with the women's tag team champions, Shayna and Nia with Reginald by the side, against the sexy muscle friends, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose with Asuka, trying to momentum towards Asuka and Charlotte's match at WrestleMania Backlash this Sunday. And Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler's tag team titles being defended this Friday. I was watching that. I got a little intrigued when then Alexa Bliss came in. She was on the stage with Lily, and I was like, and the match has stopped. Like, why did the match stop? Yeah, Alexa Bliss was there, but, like, I don't know, but the mystery of who she's wondering getting after. But the match didn't have to stop for that long. Just for that one freaking segment. It wasn't needed. But then, I feel like it's Shayna because her knee was acting up. Very odd, right? So then, I heard about Humberto Carrillo against Sheamus. I watched a little bit of that. But sadly, Humberto Carrillo is most likely injured from a failed sunset flip out of the ring on the ground. He tried to give it to Sheamus, but he accidentally made Sheamus land on his knee/leg, which the video I saw took him out, apparently. So, that's bad for him because he was just getting screen time, feuding for a title he should have won a long time ago, or even a Cruiserweight title. He should have won a lesser title like Intercontinental or US Tag Team Championship like Dominic when he was still on Raw. That should have been the whole thing. I missed most segments, but let's see here. There's something else I'm getting to. Oh, yes. That is Damian Priest on Raw. He's one of the only superstars with Randy Orton, Matt Riddle, who are actually saving the show. And also with John Morrison. Their match last night was fantastic. That was the only good match on Raw, honestly. Damian Priest and John Morrison continue to outshine everybody there, with Randy Orton and Matt Riddle. Damian Priest, new superstar, almost 40, he's outshining everybody. And he's only been there for, a good couple months now, half a year at most. And John Morrison, his sales are just quite amazing. He can sell anything, and it will look, move really powerful. So, yeah, Damian Priest, John Morrison, Matt Riddle, and Randy Orton, or RK-Bro, just do their thing, make a Raw, try to be good. Ratings are so strong, they're in the 1.7 million area, but I saw the ending of it also. Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, and of course, they're saving Drew McIntyre from a loss, because most likely he's going to win the title at WrestleMania Backlash. I know they want to make him win a title in front of fans, but I don't know about giving title after a title, which it seems so unfair to other stars who work the butt off all time, who get nothing in return for just showing up. And they may rush him attack Drew McIntyre in the end of the match, just save from taking an L this or yesterday. So, that's that. But good news. Let's see. Last Friday, Jimmy Uso returned from injury that which he suffered for WrestleMania 36 COVID error, I guess. He returned last week, and it sort of continued off the story where Jay was feuding with Roman. It's sort of Jimmy's now. He will take no disrespect for Roman. He called him out on that. But then at the end of the show, He tried to help them. So now it's like a storyline where it's Jimmy's to choose where he stands. With Jay or without, with Jay and Roman and Paul or without them. So sort of a Jay, Jimmy storyline, but reversed with Jay, which is basically. And I sort of heard a rumor that Jimmy's actually going to join Roman and Jay with Paul, make them all champions, but they have to be the face team. So WrestleMania Backlash, the Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler, and Bobby Roode are actually going to drop the title to this team of Mysterio, the Mysterios, Dominic and Rey. And then they're going to hold it for a couple months before losing to Usos, making the whole bloodline a champion. So, honestly, I'm not, that's actually a pretty good idea. And the way they're heading with this Jimmy J. Roman storyline is really great for the brand. They're averaging viewers, 2 million viewers on a daily basis, which is incredible. So, that's all for SmackDown. I will not be able to catch NXT tonight because, you know, I can't really catch it on Tuesday anymore if I would watch it on Monday, but... So, we have AEW, or... No, let's go back to SmackDown, actually. Last week, SmackDown also had their throwback episode, which was actually the best thing they could... Best thing on. Michael Cole back to the old games, WWF style. Pat McAfee as a young Vince McMahon. That was awesome. I didn't know Michael Cole had that attire until I was on Instagram and saw it all over the pages, right? And ever since joining the SmackDown commentary team, Pat McAfee, he's a great commentator. First-time wrestler, first-time commentator, he was doing really good at it. And the match cards, they went back to the WWF, which was... It was actually really cool to see that again. But the only bad thing was they didn't have the SmackDown fist to go with the whole entire thing. Which... The SmackDown fist would have really brought the whole thing together. Old school SmackDown fist. That's really what we all needed. But all in all, that the show was great. The concept was really good. Cesaro against Seth Rollins, a story rematch, was awesome. They did it again. They put another banger, and this is the first time we've seen Seth Rollins and Roman actually make contact ever since Roman's return. Ending of the show was Jay, Jimmy, Roman. But Cesaro came and destroyed every one of them. Jimmy tried to help his family, but Cesaro was just too much for him. The ending of that was perfect, set up everything up right. Now, WrestleMania Backlash, Cesaro has a title match against Roman Reigns for a Universal Championship. Setting up everything perfectly. Now we go AEW. So, I was scrolling through WrestleFeed. Go down the app. It's free, and you can always delete it later. I was scrolling through WrestleFeed, and I also saw an AEW Instagram page. So, apparently they're on the road again. They're going to be traveling, still in Jacksonville, going to different stadiums and all of that. They're going to be traveling again. And the actual one match I'm sort of, you know, fanboying over. It's the Bucks against SCU, which is going to be fantastic because the Bucks, ever since they're here, have been putting on banger after banger with the likes of Death Triangle, or Half Death Triangle, Phoenix, and Pac. They put on a good match against the Sidon Brothers with that amazing Johnny Cage split. That was just hilarious to watch. But now, after Blood and Guts, they're facing SCU. And if you don't remember, Frankie Kazarian actually said to Christopher Daniels, if we lose another tag team match, they're done. They're done competing as a tag team in total. Which was a total shock for me. That was total shock. They've been going on and off. Not only on and off, but they've been going on and off with getting all the wins lately. So now, if the Bucks beat them, they destroy a tag team, plus retain the titles, which should be something to put down in the legacy book once they're back home. And the second match I'm up for is the NJPW United States Champion John Moxley against Yuji Nagata, or Yuji Nagata-san, being respectful. This match is going to be hard-hitting. It's going for a lot of bumps, a lot of strong style moves from Yuji Nagata, a lot of moves from John Moxley. Hope he pulls out a Mox City again. I really like that move. But I was watching John Moxley's matches for U.S. title in New Japan. He's in some of the best matches with Juice Robinson twice to Minoru Suzuki, Lance Archer, Kenta most recently. And most recently, he had a tag team with Chris Dickinson with Yuji Nagata as an opponent, but I forgot the other person. This match is fueled by rage, power, disrespect from Yuji to John. And I feel like John's going to pull the W this week in AEW. So, we're going to try to keep it going. I really don't know with what, though. But I got news, earlier today that Carmella is actually going to be feuding with a new SmackDown superstar in Mia Yim, or formerly known as Reckoning from Retribution. So I'm actually happy that Mia Yim's actually getting the respect she deserves, because she's a phenomenal athlete. I've seen her match with Shayna Baszler at NXT TakeOver. Her supposed War Games match with Rhea, Candice, and Tegan, but that went down. And Mia Yim's just been doing it. She really has, but honestly, Retribution was a really bad look for her. I don't know what they're thinking with Retribution, even though they're going to split up eventually, which they do with everything. So, for the final moments of this podcast, I'm going to talk about Aleister Black. Aleister Black made his return about 2 weeks ago with a vintage from his childhood. Now, I got the news that Aleister Black was coming back a couple months ago, and they're airing vintages for him right now, or they were, until it finally aired, which I was so happy over. After the draft, Aleister Black went dark, which was really dumb to do, knowing how much he means to the company. Strong style wrestling, he's a great competitor. He's good on the mic. He's better than half the veterans on the mic right now. And that heel turn he took was just, that was so bad for him. I don't know what they did with that. His fighters on SmackDown Raw was losing to Kevin Owens every match. And honestly, I'm not too mad with the theme song, because I really like his new theme song. It's much darker and heavier than before. And 2 weeks ago, they aired the first vintage of his childhood, part one. I forgot the names of these, but no, just go look it up. So I thought last week they would air it again, but they didn't. But, you know, it's whatever. I hope they're it this week, though, because I already did that episode 3 of The Dark Father by Aleister Black. And the animation for it is just, it's awesome. It's so average, and it's not much. There's not much there to do. So, with that being, this has been the FCW Wrestling Podcast for today, and I'm your host, Yami Scott. I will see you next week. I'm going to try to keep this podcast daily because I'm still in school. It is almost over, but I have a lot of work to get to later. So I'm going to try to do it daily, but also try to end it. Also make it longer for you guys to enjoy more. That's what I'm going to get to. I'm still in school. Everything's going well. It's almost over, but that's been FCW Wrestling Podcast for today. I will see host Jobby Scott. And peace. Have a good day.